أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نادانا نوح فلنعم المجيبون ونجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم وجعلنا ذريته هم الباقين وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على نوح في العالمين إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين ثم أغرقنا الآخرين وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ماذا تعبدون أئفكا آلهة دون الله تريدون فما ظنكم برب العالمين فنبر نبرة في النجوم فقال إني سقيم فتولوا عنه مدبرين فراغ إلى آلهتهم فقال ألا تأكلون ما لكم لا تنطقون فراغ عليهم ضربا باليمين فأقبلوا إليه يزفون قال أتعبدون ما تنحتون والله خلقكم وما تعملون قالوا ابنوا له بنيانا فألقوه في الجحيم فأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأسفلين فقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين رب هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين وبشرناه بإسحاق نبيا من الصالحين وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق ومن ذريتهما محسن وظالم لنفسه مبين صدق الله العظيم.
نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ اے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ اے دل اور کیا بے قرارِ مدینہ. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیارِ مدینہ، یہ دل اور جانبے قرارِ مدینہ. ابو بکر و فاروق، عثمان و حیدر، ابو بکر و فاروق، عثمان و حیدر، یہی تھے یہ پروانۂ شمع انور. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسمان میں. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسمان میں. نشان نبی ہے، نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی، ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی. نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی، ہے قندیل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی. مدینے کی دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اخضر، یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر. فلک بوسہ دن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، فلک بوسہ دن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیارِ مدینہ، دل اور جان بے قرارِ مدینہ. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیارِ مدینہ، یہ دل اور جان بے قرارِ مدینہ.
الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير. يا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأطاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأخوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى.
First we translate this poem, which reminds us of the beautiful city of Medina Sharif and also some great aspects of what the reality of Medina Sharif is. May Allah place the love of Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, in our heart. If we got that love, we have got everything. Diyare Medina, the city of Medina. Nazar dhoondti hai diyare Medina. My eyes are looking for to see the city of Medina. May Allah make it that all the time we are thinking of Medina. When can I be there? When can I see the, go there and see the beautiful city of the great master of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the residence of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey dil o jaan bi qarar Medina. My heart and soul is restless for Medina. All the time I'm thinking of Medina Sharif. May Allah make that our condition, that we're thinking of Medina Sharif, especially when we read Durood Sharif also. Think we are sitting at Masjid, at Rawdah Mubarak, and with other respect may Allah grant us, and we are reading with love and passion that we are reading Durood Sharif also. Would dekho ahabbar shuja'at ka manzar. Just see how Hadrat and the lovers of Allah, the lovers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the various aspects of being, they are just, their minds are in that all the time. And from the Masjid al-Nabawi, you can see the Mount of Uhud in front. So Hazrat says, look at the Mount of Uhud. What does it remind you of? The bravery of the Sahaba. How they went to fight in the Battle of Uhud, and what bravery they had shown. Like that, outwardly, the Quran describes the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, bodily, like thin, weak, skin and bones, how we say, while the munafiqeen were well built, strong, and they looked so well. But the reality was completely the opposite. How the Sahaba gave their lives and the bravery they had. When they conquered Khaybar, for example, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one person alone, carried the gate of the fort of Khaybar. And that whole gate required 40 people to carry. And he did not only carry it, he used it as a shield. So Allahu Akbar. What Allah Ta'ala had blessed the Sahaba with. This is that Iman we have to try and develop. What we are working for is to develop that Iman. That nothing in the world, we don't fear anything whatsoever. Allah wants, Allah's help is with us. That spiritual help, ruhani health, what of Iman, that a person is above everything of this world. And he doesn't worry. We are still lacking very far. We are so much engrossed and so overtaken with all the things of the world around us from all sides. We have to try and bring our iman, and for that, beautifully somebody had said that we have to repeat it all the time. The more we will repeat this, the more our lessons will become stronger. Like for example, there are many here besides the kuffars also who know Yasin Sharif of the heart. But if we don't read it for a long time, we are going to start forgetting. And we don't read it for a very long time, perhaps we'll forget it completely. Hafiz the Quran, maybe you are a brilliant Hafiz, but you never read for a long, long time. If that can happen, you forget. So by repeating it, your lesson be, and a person whose door is a bit weak, or even Yasin Sharif, but he reads it daily, he reads it, it's going to become strong. So the words of Iman, we have to talk and hear also all the time. The more we are going to repeat them, the more they are going to become strong. The reality is going to come. First is a stage where it doesn't make sense to us also. We are only with materialism, only with things happen. Until there is no money, until there is not a big income, all those things, then it's nothing. But when you keep on talking of Iman and the Iman of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then this will become, inshaAllah, alive in us. So look at the Mount of Uhud, and what do you see there? The bravery of the Sahaba. Shaheedo ke khoon e shahadat ka manzar. That in one day, they were not worried of their life. They gave their lives, 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They gave their lives for the sake of Islam. So that is the lesson that we have to take from there. And this days of Qurbani also, is not just taking the life of the animal. Here also, and not the life of a father taking the life of his son, but really that we give our own lives for Allah. We should work throughout the year, and throughout the year in this way we come to that level, that really when we are slaughtering, that we say to Allah, I'm giving my life to you. If not that, then at least all my nafs, my desires, the desire of sin, I'm slaughtering all that. All my laziness, all my desire of sin, desire of dunya, I'm slaughtering it. So if the reality of Qurbani also comes to us, we will realize this. The reality of Qurbani, that also we should work on. One bayan I give, you listen, or anybody else gives, that won't be sufficient. Then there is the history of Qurbani also, which also will impact on the quality of our Qurbani. Then the ruhaniyat aspect, that also will impact on our Qurbani. Then knowing the fazail of Qurbani, all the virtues, and very important to know the masail also. That also we should study. If all these aspects we try and prepare ourselves, and for that we gather to have a discussion on this, make muzakra again, repeat all the time. Then inshallah, this reality, it will grow slowly, slowly. Many of us, we know at one time, Qurbani was just sending money away, or we just get somebody to do it, and we don't want a drop of blood on our clothes, on our kitchens, in our kitchens, etc. But now, alhamdulillah, many people have changed also. And the reality of Qurbani, we do it how it's supposed to be done, then that reality will come into us slowly. Just like namaz, for example, is to remember Allah Ta'ala. وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish, perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. Now if a person thinks, I have to remember Allah, and he does it in his way, he sits down for a little while, and he meditates about Allah very sincerely, very passionately and devotion, he's devoted and he thinks of Allah, his namaz is not made. Namaz has to be made in that pattern that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. And in there we have to now try and bring our concentration, our devotion, and all the masail must also be correct. Then hopefully the reality of namaz will someday dawn upon us. Our faras will be done, alhamdulillah, with the rewards we will get, but then the reality. So the same way with Qurbani, one is, we send the money away somewhere, very needy people, poor people. We ask Mufti Sahib, he says, well, they're going to do it for you. You have got, you satisfied that you trust that they are going to do it. Your Qurbani will be made. Your duty, your wajib is of you. Your duty you have fulfilled. But the reality of it, that is something else. Just like, for example, a person has got a timeshare. Just an example, he shouldn't go into all these things. But he's got a timeshare. Now he can't go on his dates. He gives it to a friend, a family member to go. The timeshare is used, but he didn't get the benefit of it. We send somebody else for Hajj-e-Badr. Your Hajj will be done with all the Masail in its place. But what will you know? What is the night in Mina? Mm. What will you know? What is Arafat? What is the night in Muzdalifah? What is the night again in Mina? Then all that, how will you know? This is when you were practicing. So the Qurbani also, when you will get practically involved, and the whole family, and it becomes a special thing, a highlight, which we look forward to. That is what we're trying to create within ourselves. That this Qurbani is coming, it's not just a formality, it's not just a customary thing, but a thing that we look forward to, and we enjoy doing the Qurbani. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. And then Hazrat says again, when you look the other side, wo hai saamne sab gumbat ka manzar. That is the beautiful scene of the beautiful green dome of Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the reality of it? Usi mein taaram farmahe sarwar. In there, our honorable master, Sayyidul Kawnain, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. At the same time also, our mind should go. Today we know 100% Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting in his qabr. He's alive there. And also at the same time, makes dua also. All the who are in the qubur, they make dua also, especially those who had concern for their people, who worked on deen, etc. But all the before this, in Makkah Sharif, 13 years, 10 years in Madinah, what effort did they make? Day and night effort Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Unas Sahab, Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Dunya mehnat ki jada. In this world, it's a time to make effort. Qabar sone ki jada. Qabar is the time to sleep there. Nam ka naumatil uroos. Go and have a nice and Jannat maze urane ki jada. And to go and enjoy greatly, very much, that will be Jannat. So this was the place to make effort. And how did Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam make effort? And that also was all the time repetition. قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ They understood that believe in one God, you will become successful. One power, who is the real power, who is the creator, who is the sustainer, to whom we are going to return, who has got such great qualities in him, the 99 names of Allah, all the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, believe in him. So what you believing in this idols which you are making with your own hands? What are you believing that your business is going to give you success? Your money is going to give you your status in this dunya? No, believe in Allah. The more stronger. And when this, how 10 years in Makkah Sharif, Nabi 13 years in Makkah Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this effort, then they go to Medina Sharif. And about 2-3 years, then is the battle of Badr. So another 2-3 years still making this effort, then Allah showed the result. In Badr, Allah showed the result completely clear. Those who made effort and had that iman on Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gave them victory, and they were not prepared for the war. They didn't go out for a fight. They were least prepared. And the enemy came fully prepared. With everything, Muslims number so small the Sahaba, 1/3. And the non-Muslims, 2/3 of them. They were so much. But Allah showed when that La ilaha illallah had come into them, now it changed things. And then the world just changed after that. It didn't only change for Badr, but it changed. It was a starting point for the world to change. What Allah Ta'ala had given. So this is that this Qurbani which is coming also is for that same sake and purpose. That we bring that reality into us. And at the same time, Hadrat says, Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haydar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the four great Sahaba. All the Sahaba, we should visualize their houses there. How the houses were. Yehi te, ye parwana shamay anwar. These were the very ones who were the moths around the light of Nabuwa. How the moths all the time are just going, they attracted by the light. And you can't take them away. If you want to take them away, put off the light. The minute the light is on, they will be back again. And the light of Nabuwat, nobody can yuriduna yuqafiru nur Allah. You want to put off the light of nur of Allah, Allah says, Wallahu mutimmu nur. Allah will definitely perfect His light. And Allah showed. 1400 years and more than that. And here in our masjid, here now, we made Isha namaz just as it was made in Masjid al-Haram. Adhan went just as 1400 years didn't bring a change. Maulana performed Isha namaz, Quran Sharif, Allah has protected it, just as it was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, like that we have got it till today. So this is the deen of Islam which Allah has given, pristine, pure deen, and Allah has protected. And Allah will protect it till the day of Qiyamah. Till close of when Qiyamah will come, it will be different. But till then, Allah will protect it. There is a different thing. There may be less people following the true deen. But the true deen will be in existence. Many people might follow something else. Perhaps even in the name of Islam, they might follow other things. But the true deen of the Sahaba, of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Sahaba, and what was, which was brought down through the generations, that will remain as it is. And it will remain. It's for us to look for it. And it's for us to open our eyes and see whether this is fraud or genuine. Whether this is, what you call these things which are made up. Faith, counterfeit. Well, it's for us to see whether today we know in almost anything you find a lot of counterfeits also, and the genuine also you find. It is for us to look for it, but Allah Ta'ala has kept it there. Yahi said Islam phaila jahan mein. And when we think of Medina and when we are there, Allahu Akbar, Madinatul Munawwara. Allah give us tawfiq always to say Madina Sharif, Madinatul Munawwara, and use those adjectives to describe the honorable city of Madina Sharif, which is the headquarters, as Hazrat says, Madina ka shuhra hai haq asman. The fame of Madina Sharif is not only here or there, but in the seventh skies. Everywhere is the fame of Madina Sharif. Okay, so, like one time, a person spoke about New York in front of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah. So Hazrat Sheikh gave his little ear and he asked, which village is there? Like people make it, it's something very big and something very advanced and that. But the people who got, and if you take Makkah Sharif's name, Medina Sharif's name, all the other places, then for them you will come alive. But otherwise, rubbing his eyes, he asked, so which village is there? Where is that village? So may our attitudes have changed completely. May Allah Ta'ala bring the reality. Medina Sharif is the headquarters of the entire universe, which Allah Ta'ala had fixed where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will go for Hijrah. Nishani Nabi hai, ye masjid e Quba ki. The masjid e Quba, which we should try and visit, go on a Saturday, Yom Sabt morning, even better, and go and visit it. This was the masjid Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came first. And he settled here and they built the Masjid al-Quba, just out of Medina Sharif. Hey, Qindil Tayba, Nabi ki Diyaki. It is the Qindil, the light of Medina Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from here, the light came from this side. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam entered Medina Sharif. So the light was from here and it went there to Medina Sharif. Medina ki diwar aur dar dekhte hai. We see the walls and doors of Medina Sharif. Ajab hal, qalb wa jigar, dekhte hai. We see our hearts and our livers inside our spirituality. We see it in a different way. When we see the beautiful city of Medina, we see the Masjid al-Nabawi, which is today the main thing which reminds us of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our heart's condition should also turn to the put it back 1400 years. And if we want our success, how beautifully somebody has given an example. You are feeling thirsty and you go out of the city to look for water. Then you see a mirage there in the where the horizon meets the earth far away, that looks like water there. And now you get happy, I'm going to get sparkling water there. When you come there, it's not there, it's further on. When you come there, it's not there, it's further on. You can go until where you see the sky meets the earth, but the sky doesn't meet the earth anywhere. You can go the whole world round and come back there. You're not going to get your water. If you want water, go backwards, reverse. Go back 1400 years. Go back to the city of Medina Sharif. And there you will find gushing out the nur of Allah, the nur of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, if we really we want to go forward, we have to go backwards. Muslims are a complete different nation. We are not like the other nation. Go back 1400 years. Today we laugh at people who are backwards. One buzhurg used to sell roti, bread for his income. And he used to sell the stale bread more expensive than the fresh bread. So somebody said, this doesn't make sense. Rotation of stocks. Otherwise your old stocks have expired. Date will come. You must put the new stocks at the back. Bring the old stock in front. You are selling the old stock. He was doing that, selling the old stock. So he said, the old stock was yesterday's. And that is closer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time than the new stock. They looked at it that way. We will look at it different. We want the fresh, everything hot, hot, fresh, fresh bread and just out of the oven. And you can't get anything more fresh in fruit than it is. You have to pick it from the tree if you want something more fresh. But this year is the most fresh. But they looked at things differently. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the sunnah. For us, it's really only on our tongues. We just listen. But how many sunnahs which we can practice, we are leaving out. May Allah forgive us. May Allah guide us. Ye maskan hai, shahi madina ka akhtar. O akhtar, O person, you address yourself. Do you know which place is this? This is the residence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What respect and honor a person should have. For the end, Allah has been so kind, has favored us. We cannot, there are no words to describe it. That Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only love you and Allah took him away to Madinah sharif, but till today, till this moment, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive, he's in his qabr, right here, just a few thousand kilometers. Going for Hajj, Umrah, go for Ziyarat, a few meters away, and you are standing by Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Rahmatul lil alameen. Falak bosa zan hai yaha ki zameen par. It is as though the sky is kissing the ground of Medina. So valuable is the land of Medina that it is like the sky is kissing it. That is all Medina Sharif and of course Makkah Sharif. How Allah has made Makkah Sharif, the Kaaba Sharif, all Allah's anwarat and nur and all ahkamat, the commands of Allah descend on the Kaaba. And from the Kaaba Sharif, it spread out to all the masajid in the world. May Allah, and Allah has in His kindness, has made it for us at least once in your lifetime, come and visit. Our masjid, Allah has made it for us 5 times a day. Come and visit me. May Allah bless us with this. And that we regulate ourselves accordingly. Now, Alhamdulillah, the moon has been sighted. Many people have seen it with their own eyes also. So, the first of Zulhijjah has started already. This night in which we are in now, which we have started, the ibadat of it is more valuable than Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr. Better than 1,000 months. 83 years and some months, better than this one night's ibadat. And Allah has made it so easy to get the ibadat of the whole night. Just make your Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, already you got the whole night's ibadat. And at least make the niyyah that we're going to make, Fajr we have, Isha we have made with Jamaat. We're going to make Fajr also, and with the niyyah, follow up on it. Once we have done that, we got the whole night's ibadat sawab, then how much Allah gives tawfiq. Now also all of us who have come, if we haven't made niyat of etiquette, make niyat of etiquette. If we haven't made other niyat that I'm going to learn some aspect of deen, and I'll try and practice upon that, I'll try and propagate it and teach it to others, etc. As many niyats as we have made, so much. And this tonight's niyats are very, very valuable. So for all this 10 days, the 9 days till the 9th, and then the 10th, which is the day of Qurbani, the day of Eid, all these are very valuable days. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, every night's ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr's ibadat. We know Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, it's not necessarily the 27th night. It's not necessarily one of the odd nights. It is mostly hope it is one of the odd nights. And generally ulama say, it's greatly hope it is the 27th night, but we don't know for sure. Yeah, for sure you're getting the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And then we should try and fast also. It's mustahab. If we don't fast, it's no sin on any person. And the sign of that is, anyone who doesn't fast, don't look down on the person. And Allah give us tawfiq, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Each day's fast is worth 1 year's fast. We're wondering, why, what did they? It comes in the hadith, Allah does not love to be worshipped more than on any other day than these days. Allah loves to be worshipped. And that worship also is so simple and easy, as we read according to the hadith. We don't come across any big, long namazes to read 100,000 times Qulu Allah in your namaz, to do this, to do that, third kalima and fourth kalima. That is the what all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam read during these days. So try read at least, we finish 100 of each. Which shouldn't be too hard, may Allah give us tawfiq. But this also, we have to keep on repeating it, and slowly it comes into us. We do it at one time, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, if we do it, say, 20 times before namaz, third kalima, after namaz, 20 times fourth kalima, in the five namazes, in a little while. Today, unfortunately, we find that, for example, the 80 duruds after asr on a Friday, everyone would love to do it 80 years ibadah, gunas, made maaf. 80 years sawabs you get for sitting for about 4 to 5 minutes. That little while, but that 4 or 5 minutes really don't get finished. When you're sitting there, you're just not finishing. You get tired, you want to get up. Zikr, Allah Ta'ala said, Allah said Himself, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. You have to make sabr on yourself. When you have to make zikr, you really have to sit. And at that time, everything comes to mind. What things what you have forgotten, what you have to do still next week and next month, all that comes to mind also. So that is how we will be tackled like that. We are sitting in the masjid, nobody is around, but the thoughts are coming. This has to be done. That, then, what and what? The poor lady in the house, I left the stove on. Now she has to get up. The things are going to burn. I left the iron on. One person, his wife, every time they go somewhere, she says, oh, I forgot the iron on it. Many times. So one day again she said, so he parked up nicely one side, opened the boot and he showed her the iron. It's not left on? Yes, you are. Now you can rest it there. So all the thoughts come into us, especially when we have to make the zikr. But let us try and make the zikr, it is very valuable for these days. If minimum our 5 times namaz with jama'at, Allah give us tawfiq. And then especially in that, our Fajr and Isha with Jama'at. And also make niyat, Ramzan Sharif, this also, for the whole year that we will carry on. When we make that niyat, that we carry on for the whole year with Jama'at, we make our namaz. And slowly also, if Allah gives tawfiq, do it immediately fast, that we spend more time in the masjid. Our heart, one of the 7 people who will get a shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, a person whose heart is connected to the masjid. And what is the sign? That you try and be there. If your heart is connected, you look for an excuse to go there. All the time you want to be there. So at least, like how many buzurgs, they say that for how many years people report that they were never in the masjid after the azan. Before azan they were there. And also it comes in the hadith sharif, where when you make a namaz and you are sitting and waiting for the faraz, and after faraz also you sit a little while, read something, the malaika are making dua. Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. They are making dua. Our duas, we don't know. But the malaika making dua for you, Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this is also, as somebody has described it very beautifully, like before the rains come, we know usually, the Quran Sharif also says, you get that cool breeze before the rain comes. And a person enjoys that cool breeze before the rain. You just naturally feel nice. How nice don't you feel? And there is a lot of wisdom and hikmat in Allah's system also. When that cool breeze blows, it's a telephone message to the housewife, go and close the windows. Rain is coming. Your curtains going to get wet, all your carpets going to get wet, close the windows. It's another message for her that go and take your washing from outside. They just about dry all the clothes, you're going to leave it. Allah is sending a message that they're going to come. She left something outside to dry, whatever they were making, and now the rains are going to come. So Allah said, and you feel so nice. So for the day of Eid and Qurbani, Allah sent the breeze of the 10 days, 9 days of Zulhijjah. And now get prepared. We start keeping rozas. And then again, Allahu Akbar.
Hajj will only take place in Makkah Sharif and Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah. But throughout the world, Allah gave us the opportunity to have a similarity with the people of Hajj. Allah put us in a mini, small little ihram also. That don't cut your nails. You're going to be making qurbani. Don't cut your nails during these days. Don't remove any of your hair. Do it before time. For this also, though you read it in the kitabs, but only when somebody makes you do it, then it makes sense to you. Okay? Otherwise, you can have the book and you can try and do all your things on the computer, but somebody has to come to teach you personally. Okay? Then you will do it. So this also, when a person stays in that environment and you are reminded, if you stay with the buzurgs and they doing it, they remind you also that when I was in Germiston, my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he specifically called me on the end of the Zulqa'dah and he told me tomorrow is maybe the first, make sure that you cut all your hair, remove everything for the same day, for the same days. So then, otherwise we read it in the kitab, you write the exam, a paper on it, a question comes of that, what must you do? You might get full marks for it also. But to practice on it, practice comes from practice. When somebody is practicing, then that comes into us. So then all this will inshallah come into us. So Allah Ta'ala made it that we must think of Makkah Sharif and Medina. Fortunate is that person who may be far from Makkah and Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, but his heart is there at the moment. We visualize all the people making tawaf. And sometimes we see a picture of the old Kaaba. And you see that little poles and circle they had made, how small the Makkah was. Okay? And today, everything, how much has been broken, and still there is no place. It's full, full, full. And this is the qudrat and the shan of Allah Ta'ala. And it shows the brotherhood of Muslims and Islam. May Allah bring that in spirit also. Not only outwardly we are all together, all, perhaps every nation of the world is present there. Maybe some are less, some are more, but every nation is there. From across the whole society, from the top to the bottom, from worldly point of view, from a deeni point of view, everyone is there. And they are all busy. And then in Madinatul Munawwara, especially in these days, you don't even get time to stand there. And you don't have to move also. You will be just moved all the time. Okay? And you read your salatu salam, but what an honor just to be there. So let us also be part and parcel of all that. And then one of the main spirit of Qurbani is not just like, for example, one person writes out a check, and nowadays you do an electronic transfer, your money is gone, and your Qurbani is done, and you are sitting in South Africa. No, that should not be the case. Let us try and we'll look for the animals ourselves. If today, alhamdulillah, a lot of facilities are available, go there, you specify your animal. If you can, try and visit your animal every day. If you can, really if we can, 2-3 days before or a day before, sometime, bring your animal if it's possible, and then you look after it. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should take a special interest in the animals and feed them accordingly. Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullahi alayhi, when he slaughtered this year's animal, he bought next year's animal already. And the whole year that animal would stay with you. And when a person will do this, natural attachment will come. And now when you have to slaughter it, we'll get some idea of what qurbani is. Unfortunately, presently, our feeling of qurbani is, I spent 2,000 rand, I spent 2,500 rand, I bought a cow, bull, 8,000, 10,000 rand, that feeling. But feeling for the animal is not yet still in us. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and from the historical point of view also, and this all we should try and study it. There are enough kitab. MashaAllah, Allah reward our ulama everywhere. They are giving bayans. Don't feel I've heard already about qurbani. There are new dimensions and aspects. The more we listen, the more will come into us. This qurbani, the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma hadil adahi ya Rasulullah? They asked, what is this qurbani? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sunnat of Abikum Ibrahim. It's the sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was somewhere in Iraq. His father was not only idol worshipper, but he used to make idols and sell them also. That was his job. And his son, oh Allah, what a muwahid. what a person of Tawheed. And then, of course, every father will like his son. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tried and explained to them also. He said, the moon, the stars are my Rabb, my creator, the moon, the sun. But all dwindle and go away. So how can they be my Rabb? Is he who has created me, nourished me, sustained me, and who is present all the time. And this is a great, great thing of any person who becomes a mu'min, how he brings iman on the ghayb. You don't see Allah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam requested, oh Allah, I want to see you. Allah said, lan tarani, in this world you cannot see me. It's not possible. But to believe in this unseen, and from there we should also correct our beliefs, that normally we say very commonly that seeing is believing and hearing is deceiving. Whereas in this aspect, the opposite is true. We have heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is also Allah's ihsan. Otherwise, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, a person who no news of any religion came to that person. He's living in such a place, and nobody told him about any religion, about Islam, about anything, about Allah, he didn't know. But he will be questioned when he becomes baligh and he has still lived about the existence of Allah. That can't, the whole world, everything, we mean shape, whatever there is showing towards the Creator. And Allah has given us that brain. But Allah made it so easy for us. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spelled it out. And the Quran Sharif, when it was revealed, one ayat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, if Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head was on her lap, she would feel so, like it's going to break at any time. So what Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just bore all that for us. And he gave us the ayat of the Quran Sharif, the surahs of the Quran Sharif. Everything is ready made for us now. So for us to believe that the existence of Allah, and it is so clear, it's not difficult. Today, many, many places they try and confuse our youngsters in different places that where is Allah, why doesn't He help you, etc. For example, we are all living beings here and we are living nicely because of the air. Who can see the air? You can't see the air, but we know it is there. If the air, Allah has to withdraw the air, all of us will fall down dead. We won't be able to breathe. But what is it? It's the air. When you see the curtains flying like that, what's making them fly? The air. Where's the air? You can't see the air. It's there. But you can't, like that a person, but he's 100% convinced that the air is making the curtains blow like that. So just like that, and we have to have that yaqeen on Allah's zaat. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam tried to explain them that these idols cannot talk. When they were going out for some of their religious festivals, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stayed back with an excuse. And he broke all the idols and he put the chopper around the neck of the big idol. When they asked him, who broke these idols? He says, the way it looks, the evidence shows to him that he, what he used and that is hanging by him. He seems to be the culprit. What are you asking me for? When then he told them, you're worshipping things that can't talk, can't eat, can't do anything. You made them with your own hands. They decided then to kill Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, execute him. And the worst punishment they could prepare for him is they built a huge fire. Such a huge fire, you say, a bird couldn't fly over, it would get roasted. And birds fly high up, but it would get roasted. And they couldn't go near the fire to throw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in. Such a fire. They had to catapult him in from far. But then look at the, again look, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave all the time the da'wat of the oneness, the power, the qudrat of Allah. Then when they catapulted him in, Allah said, in fact the malaika came before that to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and offered their help. And they said, we have come with the permission of Allah ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, doesn't Allah know my condition? Of course Allah knows. Isn't Allah watching? Of course Allah is. Hasn't Allah got the qudrat? Of course He said the qudrat. So if they say, He says, فَإِمَّا إِلَيْهِ فَلَا, then I don't need your help. May Allah, bring us 1 billionth of that iman. That my Allah is watching and His help is with me. But we get overtaken with small, small things. Then when they catapult him in, there is another great lesson to take. Allah's help usually comes at the when hatta idha stay as a rusul. When even the Rasuls would also have given up hope. At that time Allah said, the battle of Khandaq, what was not happening? The battle of Badr, what was not happening? But then Allah's help came. So we must have that yaqeen. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah says that take your people, Bani Israel, and cross over the water. And then Allah Ta'ala says, take your stick and hit it on the water. According to our brains, we'd rather take the stick and hit it on Fir'aun. You actually hit the water for what's going to happen. This is that iman. And today we require that iman so desperately. Today we follow our brains. If it makes sense to us, we accept it. If it doesn't make sense to us, we just reject it. Some of us today have gone to the extent of verbally rejecting also. We want logical proof. And some of us in our hearts and minds, we have got our doubts. So here is a lesson for us that have the firm yaqeen on the word of Allah, the Quran Sharif. What Allah's commands are. Allah said, hit on the water. He hit on the water. And the Bani Israel told, the big blue sea in front of us. Fir'aun behind us. You have sandwiched us and killed us, Musa. He says, Kalla, never ever, my Rabb won't leave me. And then Allah makes 12 paths for them. And the water walls up, transparent, where they could see one another. And you feel so happy that they are also coming. If we go somewhere and you see that everyone is in the plane, all are sitting, your family, you feel happy. If you don't see one person, you get very worried. Allah made it, they saw and they crossed. Fir'aun, who did not have that yaqeen and iman, he saw the water, he also went in with his people. Allah made the water to come. And then again they had so much yaqeen on Fir'aun that Allah, that he can't die. It is said he ruled for 400 years without a headache. There are many people who are old, they say, till today I didn't take one tablet till today. 400 years without a headache, no tablet, nothing. So, good health is not also a sign of something. A lot of finances and comfort. How much are we obeying the commands of Allah? How much are we observing the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That is what has got value by Allah Ta'ala. And that is what we're going to be asked about in the qabr. And every one of us has to go to the qabr. And that is a thing to be worried and concerned about. How much have we prepared? How are we? Are we anyway prepared for that? Yeah, we are worried about an audit that is going to take place. We are worried about this. What about the qabr? And what detail? Allah make it easy for us. Allah is most merciful and most kind. May Allah shower His mercy upon all of us. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after they throw him in, as he enters the fire, it is said that if it was from beforehand, then the king in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Namrud, he should also have jumped in. Such a beautiful garden. But it was as he entered the garden, and this is the, nothing is beyond Allah. We make dua that, Ya Allah, save me from sickness. Oh Allah, save me from accidents. Oh Allah, save me from this. We can think of a million and one things. Allah's qudrat, Allah can bring us. We have to just have hope in the mercy of Allah. We can never, our mind cannot fathom from where Allah can hit us. And mercy also of Allah, from where it can come. We think it can come from this source. Or Allah's sources are limitless. Allah creates new sources also all the time. So we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So then, and it is said for 40 days Ibrahim alayhi salam stayed in the garden which was in the fire. And this is the qudrat of Allah. Garden and fire doesn't make sense at all. The two of them can't go. You can't solve the equation whatsoever. But Allah's qudrat is. Then he goes and Allah sends him to for the belief of deen. He travels to all different lands, different places. Finally, he is directed to Makkah Sharif. And Makkah Sharif at that time, a place where it is said that fear was afraid to enter into. So barren, so desolate. If anyone, perhaps we saw some places like that. For example, in Reunion where the volcano had come. When you see that place, vast place, you feel eerie and frightened there. In the day also you are with company, but you feel frightened. In Peru, and that west coast of South America, the Andes Mountains and that. When you see that, you feel frightened the way those places are. So Makkah Sharif at that time was a place like that. Nothing whatsoever. He stays, and then Allah Ta'ala gives him the command, leave your wife Hajira and your son Ismail, a small little baby, leave them here. And now, without, again, they see ourselves. When Allah has said, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, there isn't a single moving thing, living thing, but Allah has taken the responsibility of the rizq. But we haven't got that yaqeen. When Ibrahim alayhi salam got Allah's command, he starts moving on it. He says, you're leaving us alone here? With nothing and no one, the little whatever provision there was, that's all and nothing else. And he keeps on moving because Allah gave the command. May Allah give us also the command like that. There isn't enough time, but one brother in Venezuela was probably wrong. Allah put it in his heart, it's a little long story, but he went for 4 months, etc. And somebody told him, if you want the work to take root in your country, you have to make gasht every day. And he took it seriously. And he was making gasht. One occasion, his wife wanted to attend the wedding, family wedding. And he saw, if I attend the family, go and drop her, I won't make it for Jamaat namaz. And in that an argument, he became a little bit angry, but he went for Jamaat namaz. On the way, accident, he passed away. But with that news, his brother had gone to Germany to what created, have a weekend, for we know what all happens. When he got the news, that hit him so hard that he changed his life. And that became the cause of the change coming there. So these sacrifices that are made, may Allah also give us topic. When we have to decide, today we have to go to a walima. Name is walima. But we know everything else takes place. One time in one city, one country, a wedding took place. Over 3 days the wedding, festival and everything. At the end, they were confused and they didn't know whether the nikah took place. Everything else happened. But what the whole thing is for the nikah, they were arguing. And they had to reread the nikah. It didn't register also. They were so busy with everything else. And how many other cases like that? So like that, we don't know the purpose of the thing. So, but anyway, Allah brought that change. So these sacrifices we have to make also. We slaughter an animal, alhamdulillah, but from there learn. And the women folk also, particularly them, and then their dressing when they go to such occasions, what their dressing is, today we say separate entrances and this and that, everything, but the field of picture taking, videos, cameras, and now the drone that is taking focus also, and all with handing it over to caterers, and they dress the chairs also. Like somebody asked Judge Akbar Ilahabadi, he asked the woman, what happened to your parda? Parda which covers the face. They replied, so to say, it's poetry. He says, they said, it has fallen on the brains of our men. That our men cannot think anymore, that we must protect the woman. Now the men think, because now the parda has fallen on his head, he thinks he must display his wife. He must show his wife off everywhere. So all these conditions, so all the time that Qurbani will come there. In fact, Eid itself, today while slaughtering, photos are being taken, it's being videoed, such a great ibadah, name is Qurbani. And how many places, women also freely mixing, they have heard it's sunnah, they must slaughter themselves, they come in there, no parta arrangements properly, nothing. Now this is very important to bring the reality of Qurbani. And then to get personally involved as far as possible, how much we can, our health and distribution according to security, etc. According to some people, the Qurbani must be divided into 3 parts. One part must go in the deep freeze, the second part is for the bride, and the third part is to give those people who are going to give us. So it's just an exchange, nothing else. And now it's cell phone time. So why even take the trouble of giving them? Tell them, I was bringing the front right leg and you are bringing your front right leg. So you keep that on my behalf and I'll keep this on your behalf. We keep records also. That they didn't give us last year, this year we're not going to give them. Those people brought last year, we must make sure we give them also. And the poor are nowhere in the picture. Whereas Qurbani is one thing. We should. It's not for us. One third for the poor, one third for the family and friends, and one third for ourselves that we eat, no problem. And you have to keep everything also, no problem, but we should think of it. And when we think of the poor, then we only think of the stomach and the legs, the rosary and the head. And we say, poor people, they don't get any meat. Then the best meat, we keep it for ourselves. If that day can come, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they spelled it out in their living life. They were hungry. They didn't eat. They let the guests eat. It's all easy to speak. But when the time comes, and not them, the children, they kept hungry. Lull them to sleep and then let the guest eat. But today we run away from the guest. We see a guest, somebody from outside town in the masjid, we know the ayat of the Quran, you must keep your eyes down. You mustn't look around. But when we're walking in the streets and all the women, then we don't know that ayat. Then we say, you must see the creation of Allah. What Allah's qudrat is and how Allah has created everything. No, this is very important. All this today where we are lacking, rights of our neighbors. Many times we don't know our, and even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I thought ayats will come down that neighbors going to get a share in your inheritance also. For the neighbors also, whether they Muslim or non-Muslim, they have got rights on us. For the musafir, the traveler, today we neglected Allah, forgive us, Allah guide us, bring that sacrifice into us. Today family and friends also we need very little. And then with the guest who comes, we are, how we treat the guest also, all these things are very important aspects of deen. Maulana Yusuf Kandemi rahmatullah ali used to say that I want to do this effort of tabligh to this extent that there must be no more hotels in the world. That every Muslim house is a hotel. And today we know family comes, they will book in at a hotel. We will tell them the nearest hotel is this or whatever it is. He said there must be no orphanages. Every Muslim home, the best Muslim home is a home in which an orphan is well looked after. Today, sad, Allah forgive us, Allah guide us. Our parents become a bit old, little senile, little bit hampered, old age home. And today the ulama have to discuss that we have to make this old age home. There is nowhere the house where the old ladies are put, where the old men are put. Where this we have just got even not even a true picture of Islam. The reality of Islam is still very far, not from you, from me. What the true picture of Islam has to be, what the reality of Islam, we talk of the Islam of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but we are still very, very far from that. But anyway, Allah is merciful in these times also. Allah Ta'ala will shower His mercy. Allah, it comes in a hadith sharif. You come a hand's span to me, I will come in arm's length to you. You come in arm's length to me, I will come 2 arms' length to you. That's not physically. And Allah is not like that. You come walking to me, we try. We go towards Allah. We try and make our namazes. We try and bring deen into our lives. Whatever level we are, try and go 1 level higher. Every year, this year's qurbani must be more Islamic than last year's qurbani. Next year's qurbani must be even more better. Move in that direction. Let us not relax and go backwards again. Ramzan 1 year has passed. Whatever we had done, next year we try to make it better also. In this way we move on. And the person who does this, Allah Ta'ala sees he is trying. A person wants to become a hafiz of the Quran and he's trying, even if it is 1 word a day he's learning. But he's on that path, Allah will count him amongst the kuffars. Inshallah. So in the same way, if we also try going towards Allah to bring the reality of Islam, we ever go against the nafs. And do that when the time comes. There is no preparation at home. But you saw somebody, I'm taking you home. You come home for meals. Allah will make the means, and when we have that eagerness, Allah will open the road for us also. And if we don't have it, Allah's system is, He closes the roads. May Allah Ta'ala not close the roads for us, may He open the roads for us. And mashallah, there are still many people who have got these qualities. When we see them, we only can envy them. What great qualities they have got in them. And we also must endeavor. So with this Qurbani, let us try to make an effort that the reality of Qurbani comes into us and that we, and the, it will come into us when we see that now we are sacrificing also. For the sake of deen, we are sacrificing at least our warm bath and we are going for fajr with jama'ah. We are sacrificing at least so much that we are giving our zakat properly. We are keeping our rozas properly. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, inshallah, I'll complete on that. He said, the knowledge of deen, ilm-e-deen, when a person acquires that with the correct intention and in the correct way, automatically it brings you onto amal. When proper knowledge is acquired, it brings you onto amal. And when your amal is correct also, you did it properly, automatically it brings the consciousness of Allah. And when the consciousness of Allah comes in a person, that person doesn't commit guna anymore. He's aware of Allah everywhere. And so we take it from the back again. If a person is just committing gunas recklessly, he's not even thinking I'm making guna, no tawbah, he must think that my amal is not correct. And my amal is perhaps not correct because my ilm is not correct. Or I didn't acquire it with the right intention. Then he has to reverse the process and correct it again and see where must I correct it. So we have to, this Qur'an is also, the ilm of it, we are talking about it, it's not sufficient, we are listening, it's not. Now let us see that we do our Qur'an. And with that, let the consciousness of Allah come into us. If that is coming into us, whatever extent of that consciousness, so much we will go closer to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make this Qur'an easy and keep it safe. Also all the other things are very important, that's a subject on its own. How to slaughter the knife, don't show the knife in front of other animals, don't slaughter in front of other animals. All these things, there are many aspects. So we have to get engaged into all this. Then we will be able to do the Qur'an properly. Otherwise it will be zulam also. If we don't use a proper sharp knife, and we, instead of slaughtering, we are like slicing bread. Up and down, up and down. This should be in one, two strokes, and it should be done. And then again, the great wisdom, the best way of slaughtering is the Islamic way of slaughtering, which the Western scientists and universities of Germany have proven. There is no better way, the least pain, hardly in fact any pain the animal feels, is the Islamic way of slaughtering. So all that, those are all different dimensions of qurbani. May Allah, inshallah, on Yawmul Ahad Sunday morning, we'll have a talk again. And if Allah wishes, some other aspects also, let us get used to this. Go over the kitabs, etc. Ulama have written a lot of kitabs also. Listen to the bayans of various ulama, our ulama, they speak and they give us various important points. May Allah bless us with that.
صلاة تمام نهاية ليلة الأحد بعد المغرب صلاة نحن في إشاء صلاة قد تسمن إن شاء الله أو ما في أشعار مجلس في البيت بدار العلوم من أزالبر and then يوم الأحد في 10 o'clock تزور صلاة and that's how we will continue I'm a request for all of us إن شاء الله to participate and to bring other brothers in our
hearts الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى لسان الميت اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك رضى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون رضينا بالله ربا وبالاسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ان قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منا شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والعمل والنية والحد إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن اللهم قنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقرت عيوننا على الدنيا من دنياهم فأطهر أعيننا من عبادتي. اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرك العيش بعد الموت ولذة النذر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك، ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مذلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم لا سهل إلى ما جئت سهلا وأنت تجري الحزم سهلا إذا شئت. اللهم يسر الأمور للحجاج الزائرين وتقبل منهم وارزقهم وارزقنا العافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما أسألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا واغفر موتانا. ربنا اجعلنا مقيمين الصلاة ومن ذريتنا ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا وزق العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة، ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء من والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.